We're starting with Yehoshua Perek Aleph. So let's put up two things. One is your title that you gave to the Perek, or if there are any repeated words or themes that you noticed when you were going through. Let's get some stuff on the board. What do we got? At the very least, you should have a title by this point of the Perek. That was like a whole chart thing. Yeah.
Preparations for entering the land.
Yeah, okay. Did you read that off, Mike? No. That's actually the exact title of that. That's awesome. Preparations.
We wrap.
For entering the land. Okay. Any other suggestions for titles or words and themes?
Oh, for like themes?
Either one. But call out for, you mean go for other one.
Okay, I have themes.
Okay. Please.
I said like Moshe Avdecha like all the time, like not just Moshe, but like say my servant. Also like Chazak V'Amach, which was also like a Chumash.
Excellent. Right. We also recognize that from Chumash because we did that first. Good. Great. Preparation for Entering Land is the title. We've got Moshe. We've got Avdi or Eved Hashem. Chazak V'Amach. Anybody else? Yes.
Okay. Also, it says Nishma. Well, like B'nai Yisrael say Nishma, which also like is like an allusion to like Nasa B'Nishma, like at Hashina. Like the
can you which pasuk? There are a bunch of them.
Oh, look, yeah.
I'll put it up. I'm going to take your word for it. Okay. I didn't catch that one, but that's good. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For the title, I think it's more of like encouragement for entering the land than it is for preparation because they're not physically preparing. At least it doesn't look like it to me.
Encouragement for entering the land. Good. Okay. Great. This is a fantastic starting point. These sure are going to be a little shorter because we're going to do the chavruta time first. In terms of the answer to your question, Marissa, I think for sure the first paragraph where God is talking to Yehoshua, there is a tremendous amount of encouragement going along. Once you get, when I talk about paragraphs, again, we're talking about based on the psuchot and stumot, right? So the first paragraph is God talking to Yehoshua. The second one, Yehoshua is sending the leaders of the nation to go and have them actually make literal preparations. And then he's going to go and prepare Reuven, Gad, and Chatzisheva Menashe. So while there is encouragement in that paragraph as well, there's a lot of encouragement going on, which I think links us back to Chazak V'Amatz, which we have to talk about. But I think a broader definition that encompasses more of the Perek is not necessarily physical preparations. It could be spiritual, emotional, psychological, our preparations for going in. Now, in terms of what's actually happening in this parak itself, one word that didn't make it up here, which comes up a few times, which I think is a core of what this is about, what did we say that the, I actually said it when we started, that the keyword for today would be?
Transition.
Transitions. It's all the way over here, but you guys know the word is transitions. In Hebrew, as it appears in the text, it's going to be not as literal.
Avor.
To cross over, to go over, to transition from one place to another. What's happening in this perek is that this perek is a perek of serious transition. And the transition is happening on many, many levels. First transition is that we're moving over from the leadership of Moshe to the leadership of Yehoshua. One of the words that is most repeated in this parak, which you got up on the board, in the many of the words, Julie, you got up on the board, is Moshe. The name Moshe appears 10 times in an 18 pasuk parak. That's odd in general. It's odder that if we're calling this book Sefer Yehoshua, I'd love for the book to have opened up with, I don't know, more Yehoshua. Not a tremendous emphasis and continuous emphasis on Moshe when we've already left him behind? He died at the end of Chumash. We're making the transition from Moshe to Yehoshua, but we can't seem to leave Moshe behind yet. Not only is Moshe not left behind, how is Moshe consistently referred to in this parak? Moshe Avdi, Moshe my servant. Who does not get that lofty title in the beginning of his own book?
Yehoshua.
In fact, Yehoshua is still left in his Chumash status of Yehoshua binun misharet Moshe lemor in the first pasuk. Think about this first pasuk as an opening pasuk of all of Sefer Yehoshua. Vayihi acharei mot Moshe eved Hashem vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua binun misharet Moshe lemor. Moshe gets a shout out twice in the parak, and gets called an Eved Hashem. Yehoshua is left still being Misharet Moshe. It's an awfully tenuous place to be put in at the beginning of his own sefer. The next words, of course, of parak bet, of pasuk bet, are Moshe Avdi Meit. We need to say that yet again. Not only are we phrasing it that way, but that's the first words that God says to Yehoshua in his own book. Moshe Avdi Meit. Then, ve'atakum avor et hayarden, which is exactly what we're talking about. Since Moshe died, we now need to make a transition. Moshe Avdi Meit, that period of history is now behind us. Now, Yehoshua, it's your time to stand up. Kum, and what are you supposed to do? Avor. Now we can start talking about the transitions that need to be made, of which you as a person and your book as a book are going to accomplish. So that's the transition from Moshe to Yehoshua. To bump it up one level, we're talking about the movement from the desert into Eretz Yisrael, which is actually what's happening. He's telling him, go and cross over into Israel. Moshe represents the desert. Yehoshua always was representing Eretz Yisrael, even on a Chumash level. You're the one who's going to take them in. You're the one who has to have the right perspective of what it means to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is also all indicating a distinction of being in a more purely spiritual existence of the desert to a seeing God in the physical existence of Eretz Yisrael that we talked about at length when we did the Chumash Shirim. Another transition, bumping it up one more level, we're going from Torah to Nevi'im. And that transition shouldn't be lost on us. That's a huge transition. We're leaving the Torah stage of history, the Torah stage of text, and we're moving to the Navi stage of text. As an aside, even though we look at these stories in Nevi'im Rishonim as stories and as more historical, if they're called Nevi'im, they're given over bit Nevuah, and they need to be understood like they were like they're Nevuah. So we're moving from Torah, and the way that we examine Torah, the way they understand Torah, to Nevi'im and how we understand Nevuah, and we understand Nevi'im. Another layer of transition is moving from Torah Shebichtav to Torah Sheba'alpeh on a certain level. Even though this is not Torah Sheba'alpeh in the classic sense, we're moving from God giving the Torah to Moshe to a place where we only have Nevuah. This is not coming in the same way where it's being handed directly from God in as explicit of a way. Or, to put it differently, we're moving from a place where he who is the bastion of Torah, the one who brings Torah, Torah Moshe, we're moving to a place now where he who has been sitting in Moshe's tent for the last 40 years, needs to carry that Torah forward. And that's also emphasized again and again, especially in the first paragraph of this parak. Pasuk Zayin, Rak chazak ve'amatz ma'od, lishmor la'asot v'chol ha'torah asher tzivcha Moshe avdi. I gave Moshe the Torah, you need to be strong, hold it, and take it forward. Same thing in Pasuk Chet. Lo yamush, don't let it go. Lo yamush sefer ha-Torah zemipicha. It should always be in your mouth. V'yigita bo yomam v'alela, meaning cling on to the Torah shebichtav, because you're not going to get it streamlined anymore. You have to make it real through Torah Sheva Al Peh. You need to keep engaging it. You need to keep talking about it. You need to keep working on it. That's how the Chazal talk about how Moshe was the Pnei Chama. He was radiating the Torah. And Yeshua is the Pnei Alevana. He's the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun. And so Yeshua has to be a reflection of it. And in the same way, Nevuah is only a reflection of the ultimate Nevuah of Moshe. We're coming down a level. We're transitioning. We're also moving down a level in the same way here from desert to Eretz Yisrael. There was great full revelation, full Torah, Torah Shebichtav, Moshe Rabbeinu, to see God in the physical, a little bit lower level than Vua, not as clear a reality of God, to Nevi'im, to Torah Sheba'al Peh. Things get more murky when we get to Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's moving to a totally different place. We're transitioning to a totally different existence. And what this parak is doing is it's dealing with the struggle of transition, which is fraught with danger and uncertainty. Transitions are always tough. Since transitions are always tough, they're always uncertain, what do we need in this parak? A lot of positive encouragement. In fact, a little bit too much positive encouragement. This parak, in terms of the introduction to Yeshua, is not only frightening in the fact that Moshe needs to be mentioned 10 times. Not only frightening in that the only person in the parak who's called and Eved Hashem is Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's also frightening in that the words Chazak ve'ematz come up again and again and again. Pasuk Zayin, Rak Chazak ve'ematz. Pasuk Tet. God's like, by the way, you remember a few pesukim ago, Halo Tzivitika. It's actually referenced when he meant that it's him in Chumash. But Halo Tzivitika Chazak ve'ematz. Then even more so, Al Tarutz ve'al Techat. Don't worry. It's okay. It's going to be okay. There's this constant emphasis that everything's going to be okay and to be strong. And Klal Yisrael also pick up on this in the third paragraph, which is the description of the discussion between Yoshua and Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. The very end of Perek Aleph, the very end of the introductory piece of this story, ends off with the words, Rak Chazak Ve'ematz, from the people to Yoshua as well. And the same thing on the flip side. When Yoshua goes to talk to the people, he's still leaning on Moshe himself. Look at Pasuk Yigimel. He says to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, Zachor et hadavar asher tziva etchem Moshe Eved Hashem. He brings up Moshe. He refers to him as an Eved Hashem. He knows he's living in the shadow of Moshe. And so much of what this book has to do is figure out how to transition, to figure out, will Yeshua be able to take us to the next stage? Will that transition be able to happen? That transition, which is already hinted to in the very first words of the parak. Right, again, look at those first 5-6 words. The first word of the book starts with a vav. What does a vav do? Not a trick question. What? It connects two things. There's a connection here between Yoshua and Sefer Devarim. Vayihi acharei what? Moshe. That's exactly how Sefer Devarim ended. Vayihi acharei mot Moshe ver Hashem. Then he comes and talks to Yoshua because we're moving into the Yoshua phase of history. But there's a connection between the two. And if you think about even what the content of particularly Sefer Devarim and Sefer Yeshua are about, you see how both of these are the two books that exist on the border. The first four books of Chumash are all third-person narrative. God gives over the Torah to Moshe, who explains what's happening in the third-person narrative to the people. Sefer Devarim is what? Totally unique, the whole Sefer.
First person.
First person, who's speaking? Assumably using what? How is he? What is he? Where is all this coming from? Nevuah. Wait a second, we're not Nevi'im yet. Devarim is that book that exists on the border. So Devarim is showing us Nevuah within a Torah context. It's Torah-heavy Nevuah. Because it's a book that exists literally on the border. The whole book is given over in Arvot Moav al Yordani Rechol right before we cross over. The whole book takes place over the span of around 37 days. 2 full months, if you add in the last paragraph. Then we go into Yoshua, which is also just on the other side of that border, literally and figuratively. It's on the other side of the border into Israel. It's on the other side of the border in that it's Torah-heavy Nevuah. We're still focused on Moshe. We're still riding off of Moshe. It's the continuation of everything that Moshe is in Yehoshua, taking it forward and now applying it. If what we said is true about Yeshua's name, Yeshua bin Nun, then it's important that in the first pasuk where we meet Yeshua, the one credit that we didn't give him is that he's called, the only time in this chapter he's called Yeshua bin Nun, is in the first pasuk. What did we say that bin Nun indicates? Bina, contemplation, bringing it forward, taking that information and translating it into its practical application. Think about that now when we read, and all of what we said when we read the first pasuk, see, this is the first, as the introduction to the Sefer as a whole. Vayihi, coming off of Chumash, coming over the border. Acharei mot Moshe, only after Moshe dies, and we end the Torah portion of history, and we end Torah Shebichtav, and we end, not Torah Shebichtav, but we end Torah Moshe versus Nevi'im. Eved Hashem, the paradigm of what we're trying to reach, the epitome of what a person can reach, is for the text to call you an Eved Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, O Yeshua, now finally, remember how we watched in the whole book? How many times did God speak to Yeshua? All of you are looking confused, you don't even remember. The answer was, it was in Parshat Vayilech, which was the transition Parsha. God says, Yeshua, Moshe, come, I want to talk to you. We got like 20 psukim of the conversation between God and Moshe, and then there was one little pasuk of God telling Yeshua, Chazak b'matz, but we'll get back to that soon in the beginning of your Sefer, where I tell it to you another two times. Now, finally, God can start talking to Yeshua because we've moved into Nevi'im, where he belongs. This is his book. This is his phase of history. Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua, but not just Yeshua, bin Nun, the character who has to then apply, translate, take it forward, transition us into Eretz Yisrael. And why is he chosen? Because he was Mishareit Moshe. There needs to be a handoff that crosses that border from Torah to Nevi'im, from the desert to Eretz Yisrael, from Moshe to Yeshua. Then we can start talking Moshe Avdimet Kum Avor. And that's really the key. Now it's time for you to stand up and make that transition. And the whole rest of this parak is saying, strengthen yourself, get ready. There's a question mark in this parak. I don't know if you're going to... God, I'm not saying God doesn't know, but the question of the parak is through the Nevuah. I don't know if Yeshua is going to really make it or not. There's a lot of questions about his leadership. Is he the right guy? Has he been prepared enough? Can he make this transition? Chazak ve'matz lo'ar b'cha lo ezvek. A lot of questions are being raised here. And he goes forward and he starts to do it. But we'll have to wait throughout the Sefer to see, can Yeshua stand up? Now, what's our suspicion about this? Will Yeshua be able to stand up to it or not? Yeah. Very likely, yes. In fact, that was the psukim that we saw at the end of Chumash. To show you how much, and this is just a beautiful way to give bookends to the Sefer, and we'll conclude with this for today. In the very closing of Sefer Yeshua, there's a very special pasuk that balances out the Sefer perfectly. If you have the text in front of you, great. If not, you can just listen outside. Perek Chavdalet Pasuk Chavtet, after Yeshua's final speech to the people, his own Ha'azinu, his own Vizos HaBracha, so to speak. Vayihi acharei hadvarim ha'ele, vayamat Yeshua bin Nun, Eved Hashem. Beautiful structure of this being the story of the actual final emergence of Yeshua and earning that same place that Moshe Rabbeinu had. That's the goal. Him becoming his own Eved Hashem. Him earning that status. And that's the journey that we're going to go on, the transition we're going to go through, on a personal level, on a national level, on a text level, throughout this entire Sefer. Which Hashem will pick up with Perek Bet on Thursday.